could it be? That if and when you and I are able to see with the eyes of our eyes and hear with the ears of our ears, that the bush, that common element of our human experience, blazes up and is not consumed, and from it the Lord calls our name, and the common things are made holy, and a glory on them laid. Is it conceivable that Brother Paul, among many other witnesses, is right when he insists so vigorously that ever since the creation of the world, God's invisible nature, namely God's eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made, and that our problem, those of us who are God's dogs, that our problem is chiefly that of a lack of perception? He sees many things, says God's prophet Isaiah, but he does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. If that is the case, it is a serious, if not fatal, flaw. For as the saying goes, what you see is what you get. It is true, isn't it, that you and I generally see only what we want to see? And truer still, that we see only what we have been taught is available for our sight? Yes, that is the case with us. For perception is far more a matter of sociology than it is physiology. You see, and I see, only what our class and clan have taught us to see. We hear what our teachers have taught us is available for our hearing, and we hear little more than that. Rabbi Mendel once boasted to Rabbi Elimelech that evenings he saw the angel who rolls away the light before darkness, and mornings the angel who rolls away the darkness before the light. Yes, said Rabbi Elimelech, in my youth I saw that too. But later on, you don't see these things anymore. I reluctantly agree. Once, when I was young, very young, and before I had been so carefully taught, I saw a hawk soaring against a gray winter sky, and its wings, like the wings of the great speckled bird, touched everything that is and brought a unity to this whole world. And once, when I was young, a cardinal on a snowy dogwood branch, and a great beauty blazed and blossomed and filled that whole glade of wood, and this whole earth, and my own soul with peace overflowing. But I do not much see those things anymore. A spade is now a spade. And I know precisely what to call it. A bird is a bird is a bird. A tree is a tree is a tree, and a bush. Well, a bush is a bush. And if one suddenly blazes out with clean, transforming fire, I will not eagerly run to tell anyone about it. For fear that I would be taken first to an ophthalmologist and then to a psychiatrist, 20th century shamans who have no place in their mythologies for bushes that blaze forth with the glory of the Lord. But in the relative safety of these hallowed halls, I will admit to you that there are still rare occasions when a bush burns and is not consumed, and I hear the Lord call my name. 1 week ago this evening, I stayed with my grandson while his mom and dad went visiting. We put aside our romping and our reading and went out into the yard and walked in the velvet night. We heard the song of the cicadas and the tree frogs and the other wonderful and mysterious sounds of a summer evening. It was then that a bush caught fire. Robert Thomas saw a star. It was, I'm certain, his very first star. His first starlight, star bright. First star I see tonight. He stopped his babbling. His little face became filled with wonder. And he reached up toward the star as if to receive. And then he smiled. We both smiled. I should have taken off my shoes, for there, at the foot of Mount Horeb, led by the wonder and the joy of a little child, I was brought into the presence of the Holy One, whose dwelling is the light of a million stars. Yes, I know. I know that my more intellectually rigorous friends and those others whose theology, like their faith, requires more slide rule certitude and memorizable prose than does mine. Will shake their heads wisely and mumble something about subjectivism and sentimentality. So be it. The bush did burn. It was not consumed. and I heard the Lord speak my name. There is a word from God for everyone. Amen.
As the people of God, let us now affirm what we believe. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in the truly human Jesus to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust God, who calls us to be the church, to celebrate life and its fullness, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, eternal Spirit, so high above us that we cannot comprehend you, and yet so deep within us that we cannot escape you, make yourself real to us now. In a shaken world, we seek stability. In a noisy world, we need inner peace. In a fearful world, we want courage. And in a world of rising and falling nations, we crave a vision of your eternal kingdom whose sun never sets. So seek us out, everyone, in the special circumstances and needs that each of us faces. For it is young and old that we come, the glad-hearted and the bereaved, families together here, and solitary souls lonely and far from home. Some of us tempted to be proud of the world's prizes, and some crestfallen because of failure. Some strong in body, and others striving to keep the inward person renewed while the outward body is perishing. O God of our help and strength, be to us like the sun indeed, and shine this morning into every window of our lives and souls. While you comfort us, kindle also within us sincere penitence. Let some austere word of righteousness be spoken to our consciences today. Save us from our petty excuses, our cheap defenses, our unworthy self-deceits. Give us grace to be honest with ourselves, that we may rightly judge our dealing with the personality that you have entrusted to us, with the friends and family that surround us, with the opportunities you have put before us, and with the stewardship committed to us. O God, we pray for the peace of the world, for wisdom to seek peace and pursue it, for faith and character to use aright the powers that we have in our unworthy hands. With thankful yet with burdened hearts, we pray for your church. Help us to maintain her strength, seek afresh to understand and receive her gospel, and make real to the ends of the earth the salvation that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now may your Spirit touch us all with some healing wisdom and strength. Kindle our faith, make sensitive our consciences, dedicate our strength, fortify us in our troubles, and send us out strong in the presence of you and in the power of your might. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. to receive these gifts of ourselves and our service for your creation around the earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May the God of peace and hope fill you with all hope in the power of believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.